With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl, you could sit with us girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Welcome to the show, people.
We didn't
Oh my gosh, what a great episode.
Just another episode we love. We all may or may not have been in tears at the end, and by that I mean we definitely were.
Yeah, 100%.
I like literally needed to take a break to go cry.
But oh my God. Like, you know, you feel like acidy in your chest? Because it's just like,
it's so real.
Can it just be better already? You know, like you're watching Haley struggle episode after episode after episode. You just want it to be better already, and we are not getting that instant gratification, and it feels like heartburn. Literally.
I'm so glad, though, because that's real life.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will say, this episode title feels like it's Haley's journey. Y'all, it's season 3, episode 3, and the title is First Day on the Brand New Planet. Mm-hmm. And she is certainly in a Whole New World. This aired originally October 19th, 2005. And my God, we've said it once before. We'll say it 100 times more. We love season 3.
Yeah.
Best season.
Mm. This was really hard for me to watch.
Baby.
I have been in this scenario in my real life in, you know, I mean, not like exactly, obviously, but like the
you mean enough, you didn't get married at 16?
But there are enough similarities in different relationships that I've had where it's like, I've been in that feeling of like, can we fix it? Can it get fixed? Can I do anything to fix this? And constantly feel, well, first of all, constantly choosing men where I always feel like I'm the one who's f***ing up because I'm just don't have a great picker in the first place. That's, so like my track record.
You have
not
a
great.
Sympathetic picker is what you have. And you yeah. shouldn't.
It's true. But constantly being in the position where I feel like I'm trying to fix things. How do I fix it? How do I fix it? How do I fix it? I'm the one that f***ed up. Even though most of the time it probably hasn't been me, but I put myself
in that
position.
Yeah, Joy, I was going to say, that sounds a lot like gaslighting.
Yeah, I mean,
that
it's true.
Like gaslighting.
What it means for me while I'm watching this episode is that I have a muscle memory of feeling those feelings.
Yes.
Whether they came from a real place or whether they came from a place of being convinced of something that wasn't true, it doesn't really matter. The feelings existed in my body and I'm having to like relive them again as I empathize with Nathan and Haley. And of course, I physically actually was there. And so I have muscle memory from doing those scenes and from real life. And I'm like, I'm actually getting pretty emotional. It's kind of hard to watch. It's hard to watch.
Baby, did you know though, like in real life relationships, obviously we shot this stuff when we were really young. Did you see the connection between like fact and fiction while you were in it? Or are you only just seeing it now?
I think back then it was just a storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had been, you know, like the boy I loved in high school didn't love me back. And so I think I probably drew on that. But you're so young and the future's still so full of hope and all the possibilities that are coming down the line. You don't, you know, I didn't connect it to then. But now being in my life where I am and, you know, still not having found the relationship that I dream of and maybe never will. And maybe that's okay. And maybe it's okay to be single. And like, there's just so many layers to where my life is now, but it still taps into a longing and a hope that I have. But you know, the older you get, the harder it seems to be to find. But when you're young, it's like, oh yeah.
But you know what I want to say as you know, you've got two of your best friends on this call who figured out who their people are. But like Hillary, and we've talked about this a lot. You have always been so discerning and you were on your very early. Like,
yeah.
Joy, you and I have been figuring things out. We process a little more slowly. Mm-hmm. And so to be, you know, we've looked at you for 12 years and like seen your relationship, the two of us. And for me, 2.5 years in, what I can say and what's something I'll be... Oh man, shit, no, I'm gonna cry. Like something I will.
You're making me cry. Don't do it. Oh,
something God. I will always cherish in my friendships with both of you is that we've held mirrors up for each other for a very long time. And both of you have said versions to me of what you just said, Hillary, which is it's about discernment and sympathy. And I know I said this on a podcast here a long time ago when my dad was like, no more sick puppies the men I was picking to like fix and help and save and mother and all of the shit that's not your responsibility as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it wasn't easy, but when I said, okay, if I have often picked through a lens of response to serve or sympathy, how can I understand that? And it was, well, I'm a romantic. I'm a storyteller. I believe in people. I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I often fall in love with potential.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It is not as a partner, my job or your job to help another person realize their potential. You can support someone in realizing their potential. You can't make them do it.
Yeah.
And when I shifted the place that I pick from or that I was willing to see potential from, to being not sympathetic, but inspired.
Mm,
I went, oh, Oh,
yeah.
And it's not lost on me, nor any of my friends, that the person I went, oh, about, I've known for 10 years.
You already were friends with him, Sophia.
And everybody was like, welcome to your own party, you idiot. And I was like, well, cool, I'm glad I'm here. So I say that only because, like, I hate that the world has made us think that as we get older, we're like stuck in our ways, or that it gets harder to find your person. I just think you get smarter and you know yourself better, and you have the capability to shift the place you choose from in a way now as this joy today that you sure as didn't have 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. So the woman, I mean, even what we've had the good fortune of, you know, we do the podcast, but we have a lot of time together on these Zooms, guys. You all at home don't get to hear, and I'm not sorry.
Sorry, kids.
Like, the pre-game. what we get to watch, like what I've witnessed you do in the last year is so, like, earth-shaking.
Remember the first podcast and Joy was like, oh, I don't want to do it. I'm uncomfortable. And now you're, like, queen of the segues and, like, killing the intros and all the ad reads. Like, you're killing.
Killing it.
You have to be as sympathetic with yourself as you are with the people that you have dated. And that's really hard for oldest and only kids to do. To say, like, no, get out of my bedroom. This is my room. You know what I mean? Like, you have to take on that oldest kid energy. And even though you guys don't have, like, you know, typical younger siblings, you're the oldest kid in your family. And that's what you got to lean into. These are the rules. These are the boundaries. You're not the only kid. Because only kids are like, I've got to do all the things. I've got to take care of everyone because I'm the only one. Whereas oldest,
it all falls on me, and it's like, no.
Oldest kids, it's a very slight shift, but I want you to, like, lean into your oldest kid energy. That's just like, you guys are being assholes right now. Stop.
Yeah, I just, like, I'm excited for this Joy to find her person. Because if you had settled. Too. If you had settled for, you know,
if you had settled for the named person that you were with 8 years ago, I was going to be pissed about it.
Yeah. Like, you just wouldn't be happy. And so I believe in you. And, like, we learn our lessons when we learn them. We can't.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't all find our Jeffrey 12 years ago, but, like,
the Jeffs are out there. This took training. Come on. I don't know. It's really hard to hear from your friends who have kids about how to have a baby. It's hard to hear from your friends who have, like, a kick-ass career, how to just wait your turn. It's hard to hear from your married friends how to find a relationship. That's really hard to hear from the person who has what you want.
That's a great point.
I can say, though, you know, something that's been really great for me in this journey of being single, especially over the last 10 years. I mean, I've dated on and off, but I was always really boy crazy when I was a kid and always looking for validation in that specific zone, which probably certainly led me into relationships that I shouldn't have been in the first place, or, you know, because I just was so desperate for approval. And being now in this place where I have raised a child on my own.
Yeah.
Probably most very, very likely with undiagnosed ADHD myself, not her. You know, which also is, if you have it, you know how shocking that is to be able to, like, raise a polite, kind human.
She's
on your
spectacular.
Own.
Spectacular.
She's amazing.
With, you know, with a constant mind that just doesn't stop and can't be still. And can't, you know, I mean, that's, there's a lot that's really hard about that. And the idea of the romantic relationship, the perfect romantic relationship, has really fallen off the pedestal. It's really come crashing down in a lot of ways. And it wasn't always easy, but the way that it came down, and now I feel so, I love my life. I'm so content. Mm. I love being single. I love my freedom. I love, and yes, there are days when it's hard and feels lonely. And yeah, that's hard sometimes, but ultimately I've become so comfortable with myself and, mm-hmm. and I love my life and I love who I am that my bar has become much higher.
Yes.
And my, you know,
yes.
And so like in order to come into this life, a man's really got to, I don't know. It's going to feel like a miracle. I mean, which is why sometimes it feels sad because I'm like, that guy's never fucking out there. There's no way anybody's coming into this space. But it's okay. You know, look, not everybody's meant to be paired up with someone. And I'm actually okay with that too. But, you know, I say that, but then I'm like weeping at the end of this episode. Like, I want Nathan and Haley to be together.
But it's because, Joy, it was that little tiny thing of putting his hand on her back.
Yeah. It got me.
Because what you want is a shorthand. That's the part of intimacy that's so exciting. It's not the sex. It's not like going on trips and it's the shorthand where there is one other person in the space that knows exactly what to do or exactly what to say or exactly just how to be. And that shorthand, I think, is what is so attractive about Nathan and Haley, but it's also like kind of a weird thing to explain on a dating app. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, how do I say I'm looking for someone that can just read my mind, you know, and not sound like a total bitch?
Yeah.
But that's what you're looking for.
I want the person who can make eye contact with me across a party and we'll both giggle because we're being a little rude, but it's cute. is that's what you say on your profile? I don't know.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Let's do that then.
I know. But Nathan and Haley, like, this is tough. It's tough to watch her trying and trying and trying and doing what can I do? How do I make you love me? How do I make you love me? And then have him say, we're getting a divorce, but maybe something will happen in the next year.
Groveling.
And then he shows up and then he puts his hand on her back. It's like there's so many mixed messages. There's so many it's an emotional roller coaster. It's really, really, really tough.
Well, I'm also realizing as we're talking about this moment we find ourselves in and, you know, the things that you're processing and what this episode in particular, especially after episode two, kind of triggered in how Haley's trying to undo a thing she did. You also are like, oof, I got in trouble for things I didn't do.
Yeah.
Classic gaslighting. All those things mix up in our bodies. But I would also imagine, like, it's got to be, look, we all feel the pressure of the love story, of the fairy tale ending, right? All people do,
it's
and especially all women
do. It's
literally
what we make for a living.
Yes. Like, we are part of the problem. But it must be crazy making to have been part of one of the iconic love story couples
that last the entire series.
Anything,
the only
ever.
Relationship that lasts like the entire series.
Yeah. Like,
I know.
Good God, what a lot of pressure for you, for young actress Joy, figuring out her life to constantly have her life be held up against the fictional fairy tale of Nathan and Haley. Like, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, that's true. Gosh, I didn't think about that.
I've never thought about it until this moment.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I have been. I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions. And then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is funny. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Do you guys think, because this job was such a big chunk of our formative years, do you think it changed like who we dated? Like, I know for a fact, because Peyton cried so much, I tried so hard to be so fun outside of work and like party girl outside of work. And I turned my house into a frat house. And so I just needed to date people who let me do that, you know?
Yeah.
That definitely factored into my dating choices because I was like, oh, I've got to be the most fun ever. And then the second I escaped, I was like, I need to find someone that would kick someone's ass for me. And like, that was,
yeah,
that's what I mentioned. It's crazy how your job can affect these like personal choices.
Of course it does. And like, I know for sure there was kind of like a trifecta of things at work. First of all, we were isolated in a town
bubble
where all of the people around us were either 18 or 65.
That's true.
Like there was no one kind of young and single in our real age range around. And so that made it weird. Then we were on TV, which made it weirder. And at least for me, like Hillary, when you're like, oh, I had to combat Peyton, I had to be the most fun person in the room. For me, going through betrayal of my trust and gaslighting in my earlier years, I became the person, especially as I was playing Brooke, who could never trust anybody, who always got lied to. And I had been lied to. Mm-hmm. I became a person who would not date someone I didn't know. I had to, like, I would go on dates, whatever, but I'd always get spooked at the first red flag. And every couple of years, I'd get in a relationship with someone I'd observed for years and seen how they treated other people, other women.
Yeah.
Like, even one of the formative relationships in my 20s, we were together for 3 years. But we had dated off and on years before.
Right.
And then we were friends. Wow. And then we started dating again. I always had to, so we met through a like romantic introduction. But I could not really be in a relationship without vetting somebody because my trust didn't exist.
I'm still that way.
I didn't
that's
have
why
it.
It's so hard to find a relationship because I'm like, I'm looking at the pool of my friends and I'm like, well, I know you too well, no way. or it's somebody that just, it's like, I don't know, it's just not in my, it's not there. Like I've,
yeah.
And so to build all that newness, like,
it feels
hi,
like
nice
such
to meet
a risk.
You. Let's wait. Let's know each other for like 2 or 3 years before I'm willing to actually go on a date with you. You ready to be my friend? Like, that's what I want to be on a dating
app
for.
No one wants
like,
to be my friend.
I'm just going to make a bunch of friends.
If you can break through the friend zone, I'll marry you.
Yeah.
That's what Grant did.
Friend zone did everybody. Friend zone did. Friend zone.
Same.
Friend, I was the one zones. That was friends. No one would date me. I had crushes on like everybody on our show and everyone was like, oh, hell, you're like a fucking dude. And so when I met Jeff and he was like, do you want to have a baby? I was like, yes, sir. And then I was pregnant a month later. So that's all just to say there's a different plan for everyone. And, you know, that like tracks in the narrative of our show. Maybe that's why our show lands with people because you do have high school sweethearts. And then you do have like Karen and Dan, who are an example of like,
yes,
don't be with your high school sweetheart. That's a terrible yes. idea. You know, we've got all these levels of comfort and all these different mm-hmm. pockets that people can find themselves in. And so it's,
yeah,
it is weird to go back and watch this for the first time as an adult and see parts of ourself and our like, our adult decision-making processes.
Yeah.
In these characters.
I'm seeing for the first time why Haley and Nathan resonates with adults mm-hmm. so much too, and not just kids, because adults, I, mm-hmm. as an adult, I'm looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is what an audience must have felt. They have been there. Women, people have been in a position in relationships where they do something yes. imperfectly. It affects the other person in the relationship in a negative way. Yeah. And then they cannot find a way to meet back together. And it's just that struggle yeah. of how do we find each other again? That's a basic issue in so many relationships.
Yeah. And
I get it. Like, I see the pain now.
Ugh. Well, and figuring out, you know, figuring out how to defuse a bomb together
yeah.
requires so much willingness to show up and be vulnerable. It requires learning skills. Like, it is impossible to go through a life in a relationship and not get your heart broken a couple of times.
Yeah.
That's true
yeah.
in friendships. That's true in marriages. And it's like,
even in the same relationship multiple
yes.
times.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Of course.
Every 3 years, all you're a different time. Person.
yeah. Yeah.
And you know, to learn how to communicate, I mean, my God, even to go through something, you know, with your person, with your best friend, and then you're like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
I'm so upset. And your person looks at you and goes, wait, what do you mean? And you go, do you even know me? You know, and you're sitting here having this realization and you go, oh, even the person who knows me the best can't know my every thought. Yeah. It is a constant coming together to communicate. I don't know. It's crazy to me that we are all able to do this, to be in relationship. I mean, we've been friends for 20 years, you guys. Like, what does that even mean?
I know.
The shit we've all had to talk about, but that's what you do when you love people. And so
yep.
I do think you're right, Joy. I think it's why Nathan and Haley resonate with people at every kind of age. And what I find fascinating is the ways we bring our own personal stuff to the story. Like, you're going, he's giving her all these mixed messages. It's making you think of something from your life. Yeah. And I'm watching the show going, I really love that even though he's willing to be honest and vulnerable to the point that it might hurt her, he's not keeping anything from her. But when she's in a moment of struggle, he'll still show up. He'll still be there for her. And you're like, what
that
a mixed message.
So
and
I more.
And I'm like, oh, he's just being a real gentleman. And I was like, yeah, look at us. We're all different humans.
No,
we all,
it's
I don't
so
know.
Much easier to stop loving someone if they're an asshole. Mm. If he's just a jerk and
yeah.
just goes cold, then you can stop loving that person eventually. But if they stay in your life and they keep showing up and being nice and gracious and gentle, and they're like,
you're like,
I mean,
still
I'm just
love
not
you.
Like in love. Yeah, like I don't love you. I don't want to like be with you, but I'll definitely still be your friend. It's like, off.
Do
Go
you know what I
away.
Smell right now? I think I smell a country song, Joy. I think
hey.
What's being described here is your next
yeah.
album. So
it's happening. It's happening.
Just please.
I would like to pre-order.
I don't want to be your friend
now. Go away. I don't want to be your friend is the song I need you to write next.
I love this. Yeah, our show certainly hits pressure points. And I think there's stuff for all of us that just like kind of hits too close for home and close to
yeah.
home. And I hate that this
you
is
know
like
what I,
triggery for you, Joy.
It's okay.
Is there
I'm
anything that feels good
is,
in it? What feels good?
Well, lots of, I loved this episode. I mean, I loved so yeah. much about this episode. It felt
good.
Like
because you're
season
so good
one kind
it.
Of an episode. Thank you. I loved Haley kind of taking yeah. it all in stride and just keeping showing up and like, I'm going to figure it out. It's going to be okay. She's not mopey and pouty, which I was glad that they let me run with that choice, that she didn't end up just being like a sad sack, that it was like, okay, yeah, well, everybody hates me. All right. You know, yeah. Just kind of moving on with it. But I liked that. But I loved the predictions. It was really nice to see the brick coming out of the wall.
Yay.
And Lucas and Haley doing their predictions.
That tin.
I love that.
I loved it.
And we had an exciting moment with Peyton at the end, starting her podcast.
God.
Which, yes.
Can we talk about that, please? Can we move off of my bleeding heart and onto Peyton's podcast?
Well, listen, Peyton was just setting the table so that we could talk about your bleeding heart.
That's right. Oh, there we go.
Like, I don't know how aware you guys were even of this whole like podcast idea, but I had to go in when we normally do our ADR, our additional dialogue recording. I would have to go in for extra time and record podcasts. They're out there on the internet. It's like
they're on the interweb.
Babe,
I didn't know
they wrote these huge scripts, and I would have to read these scripts like I was just like talking off the cuff.
But they didn't pay you.
They sure didn't pay me anything extra. So,
That is unacceptable.
What is it? The website was Punk and Disorderly. I don't know if that's what the podcasts were under. But yeah, I would have to go record these things. And I was so confused. I was like, who's just going to listen to a person talking? Like, that's weird. but I had grown up listening to radio shows. Like, NPR every Sunday night at 8 p.m. would do Lum and Abner and Gunsmoke and The Baby Schnook Show. And, you know, Suspense was my favorite because it was this, like, you know, thriller, and they would scare you with the sounds and things. And so I remember, like, understanding the value of audio. But a teenager talking about her feelings felt like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
That's funny. What did they do with it?
Babe, it went on the internet. They created the real website, Punk and Disorderly or whatever it is, and posted.
Does it still exist?
It was so they could blur the line between fact and fiction. So they would roll it out. But, like when our episodes would roll out.
And were there a lot of listeners? Is there like a record of those episodes and what, I mean, did it spin into anything? When did it stop? I have so many questions.
Yeah, this, whereas what we were talking about earlier sounded like a country song. This seems like a great opportunity for fans to help us because I have no idea.
I was also going to say, you know who we could probably ask since Warner Brothers is now run by women?
Oh, yeah.
We could probably call up some of the executives over there and be like, hey, we're one of your pillar properties, right? Do you have any of this data laying around?
Yeah.
Also, do you have a link? Could we listen?
Yeah.
That would be fun.
I'd love to listen to Peyton's podcast.
You know what we should do? We should listen to Peyton's podcast and then do a podcast about the podcast and then do a podcast about the podcast about the podcast.
Like Podception.
No, I'm just being an ass.
Just worlds in, worlds in, worlds. God.
You know,
you're a riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped inside a bitch.
That's me. Sorry.
We haven't done the recap of this episode for anyone who didn't watch the actual episode.
Oh my God,
listening. So I'm just gonna do it real quick. Okay. It's the first day of school. Lucas and Haley make predictions on their year. That's the little, you know, brick that goes in the wall and the tin. Nathan makes a final decision on his and Haley's marriage, which is what we've been talking about. He says, you know, I don't want an annulment. I want a divorce.
Oh my God.
But with a question mark, though.
With a question mark. But you know, let's see what happens in a year. It's like, really? But okay, we'll get there. Lucas and Peyton find out why Ellie was buying drugs, which is that she says she has cancer and the marijuana helps with the symptoms. And Dan finds out the truth of Lucas's involvement in the fire through a very intense scene in the gym with Dan choking Lucas and Lucas.
It's assault.
Making crazy faces and Peyton like getting hit in the head and like attacking Dan. And it was so much. Okay. And Lucas and Brooke continue to date non-exclusively. Maybe. Because Lucas definitely definitely calls her bluff and get, you know,
game on, Brooke Davis, he says.
That's right.
Woo!
And then Whitey announces he's retiring from coaching after Karen shows up and really saves the day when Dan tries to get Whitey fired. It was a packed episode. Mouth is back. That was great to see him running around with his microphone. The boys are back. The boys are back in town.
Thank God.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know what I did really love? I loved that. I mean, listen, this relationship stuff is personal to everyone for every reason. I love that as we see it through these characters as young people trying to find their way, you have this sort of wise sage energy in Whitey.
Yeah.
And even though he's being threatened by Dan, he chooses to spend his time in his very ornery way, continuing to pass out detention slips and just lock Nathan and Haley in detention together every day after school.
I love this.
I loved it. And he kicks that other boy out. He's like, go home. So nobody else who even got detention is gonna do the time. Just the two of you. I love that.
I love it. Well, love seeing them in detention.
The duality of him trying to do this thing that goes so far above and beyond what a teacher's responsibilities are. You know, like so many teachers have been dealing with crazy school board meetings this year. They've been dealing with a lack of resources to deal with a pandemic, a lack of resources, like, period, in the classroom.
Yeah.
There's been so much crazy shit thrown at teachers. And you see a character like Whitey, where that's not his job description to care about the relationship of these, like, two kids that shouldn't have even gotten married in the first place. You know, he's there to coach basketball and teach PE and be home by 5 o'clock. That's it. And he does so much more. And he's so much more involved in the community. And he's involved in the emotional development of these kids. And to see him defended in a school board meeting, I hope people everywhere bring that kind of energy for their former teachers, for their current teachers. Like, teachers are so worthy of defense. And Karen does a great job of hitting those notes in this episode.
Yeah.
And you know what I love too? She also hits the reality of raising kids.
Yeah.
She says they don't deserve anything. They've got to earn it.
Mm-hmm. That's
the
right.
The person who deserves better is Whitey. I was like, God, that's good. Because it's true. They're just boys playing sports. Like, you either win or you don't. Grow up and get over it.
Sports.
But this man has earned your respect and your consideration and your empathy as a leader for your boys. And I just, she played that so beautifully.
I tell you, that's some good advice. I think a lot of parents miss and a lot of this upcoming generation, I see this, a lot of disrespect for adults. There's a lot of just, I guess maybe it's the fact that social media provides a space where you feel like your voice is important and, you know, if you're a teenager and you're, you haven't earned a position of respect in any way to just be able to kind of have access to hundreds of listening ears. And it's like, it's got to kind of really mess with your sense of your place in the world. Like, what have you earned and what haven't you earned? And I think that's really good advice that Karen's giving. Like, yes, you exist, and we are glad that you're on this planet. Now, earn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's like when you think about those theories of non-attachment, like when you say that, I don't know why this is what my brain is choosing to word vomit, but here we are. And I have your captive ears, so deal with it. But it makes me think about, like, studying, you know, all sorts of faiths, as all of us have discussed a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so much of the theory of Eastern philosophy is everything is sacred and nothing matters. Like, it's every being is precious and you're just one of many. Like, you have God in you, and also every single thing in the universe is one and is the same and is equal. And I love the duality of that, recognizing that you are precious and also that you're one of many, and they're both true.
Yeah.
And I think when the scales get tipped in one direction, when you don't think you're worthy, it can be damaging. And when you think the world revolves around you, you're an asshole. Like, you got to have some balance on the scale. And Dan is the kind of person who thinks he's one of one and his son is one of one. And it's toxic. And Karen is kind of the person tipping the scale back in the other direction. And you need that balance.
Yeah.
Well, she's doing it two ways. She combats his whole, you know, narrative about Whitey publicly, but then privately, she's giving advice to Nathan that is so vital because she says to him, she's like, you wanted her home. You wanted her home more than anything in the whole wide world. And here she is. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And, you know, when you look at like the relationship between the two of them, it's his dad's ex-girlfriend, you know, like it's his dad's potential Haley. You know, how different would Dan be if he'd stayed with Karen? The grounded girl, the girl next door. Will he turn into his father if he doesn't get back with Haley? Do you know what I mean? Like there's all these kind of
It makes me mad at Nathan because I'm looking at this going, you got exactly like you asked for this is exactly what you wanted. That's right. Mm-hmm. Everything you wanted. Mm-hmm. She's here. Now she's here. Yeah. And how is it her fault that you couldn't hold out hope long enough that you couldn't like just hang on?
And honestly, what was it like weeks? Like what? Like 3 months?
A few months. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Oh, guys, I would be a kicked hornet's nest if someone put me through that for 3 months. I'd be so mad.
Oh, I don't
even if
know.
I was in love. I don't know. I don't know. I think the reason I love it so much, not obviously having to have played
I
either
would be
of your
a kicked
roles,
hornet's nest.
Oh, I'd be so mad. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you. Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayborhood in every zip code brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff. And they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayborhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
all I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
I love that as a viewer, to me, they're both right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
Nathan, what are you doing? She's finally back. She's and then home. I'm like, oof, but he's really hurt and she's going to have to prove to him she's never going to hurt him again. Like, I weirdly agree with them both. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we feel so invested in them as a couple, because you really root for them both, even when the things you're rooting for sometimes could be painted as opposing feelings.
I'm very impatient with Nathan. I'm going to say it. Because there is a deep...
Because you know she loves
there
him.
There is a deep Peyton Sawyer vein in me. And having had so much death, right?
Mm.
The thing that is just the constant drumbeat in my head is, you're going to die. You're going to die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to die. We get this much time.
So, and it's so small.
Why the fuck are you wasting it?
Yeah.
Don't waste it.
But a 16-year-old doesn't know that.
Okay, well, here's Aunt Hillary. Right. Here's Aunt Hillary to come in and ruin it for you, kids. You get this much time. Mm-hmm. Don't spend it sulking. Don't spend it choosing misery. You know? Yeah.
It's so true. It's hard to see that when you're young. It's really hard to see it. It feels like you have so much more time.
Yeah. And it can often be a first big loss that right sizes your brain about what time means.
Yeah.
I remember having like this major, it was so dumb. The two of us now, even when we think about it, are like, how stupid. Like major two Rams just butting heads conflict with one of my best friends from college. And we were both just like petulant, you know, 20 somethings in our corners being like, you apologize first. No, you apologize first. Like we were just so mad. And then her dad died. Mm. And nothing mattered. I got on a plane out of Wilmington on the first flight out on Saturday morning and was at her house. And I was like, we can cry or we can hit each other. I don't really give a shit. What do you need? I brought lunch. And it was over. Like our fight was over. And it had seemed so important 4 days before. Mm-hmm. And we've never spoken of it since. you know, other than to make fun of each other for being stupid. Like, we, it really does, I think, sometimes when you're young, take like that emotional car crash moment to just readjust all those things in your brain.
Yeah.
And practice. Takes practice. Like, yeah, earnestly being able to address things and decide what's important. When you're a kid, you don't know how to decide what's important. Like,
yeah,
is the kiss between Haley and Chris Keller important, or is it the tour that's important? Like, being able to pinpoint things is something that takes practice. But you have to want to do that work. Yeah. You have to want to do that work.
And humility takes practice. Like,
oh, yeah,
being willing to admit that the real thing when anytime there's a fight between two people is that you're both kind of right and you're both kind of wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that
takes practice. Being like, yeah, here's what I can own and I love you.
I'm developing a theory about Nathan right now, which is I'm wondering if, you know, part of the reason why he was drawn to Haley was the safety of it, that she was so stable and he grew up in such an unstable environment that there was something that was really stable about her that he put on his own pedestal of, this is going to save me. Her stability is going to save me. And when she decided to bail on her own stability because she needed to go, check other things out for herself, it turned him upside down, inside out, because her stability was what he was relying on. He didn't have any of his own.
That feels like a betrayal. Yeah. This isn't what I bought. Mm-hmm. I bought eggs and you gave me cheese. What am I going to do with this?
Not her fault. You know, I mean, that was.
And I picked someone not like my mom, who was always leaving. And then you left.
Right. So no wonder.
Their marriage was supposed to be the opposite of Dan and Deb's marriage. And then suddenly they were in a Dan and Deb marriage.
Mm. In his mind.
Yeah. I'm not saying, thank you.
Yeah.
Not in reality, but to him, he's going, well, she's gone all the time and doesn't pick up my phone calls and I'm becoming this bitter, angry man.
So no wonder the muscle memory inside him is going, oh, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm never going to do this again. And so no wonder he's got walls up with her.
Yeah. I mean,
oof.
Oof.
I'm getting it.
And you know what I loved? Because, yeah, man, I think I see so much of where Nathan comes from because of what Brooke was going through and because, you know, me as Sophia sees what both Nathan and Brooke were going through.
Yeah.
I loved that we got that scene in the apartment. I forgot. Like, I knew we had great scenes in there, Joy, but that moment for Haley and Brooke when Haley's mad and, like, throwing laundry on the bed.
Yeah.
And it's all about the scrunchies and the things because Brooke is just like masking, deflecting. Yeah. I'm having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is she being the party girl?
Oh, yeah. Is she being
the party girl sad deep down?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's so crazy. You mean
it's a mask? And it was so interesting watching us because I watched Brooke see that Haley was having a hard time. And she was like, you got to get on my train. Come here. I threw your arms over my shoulders,
made you hug me.
And that line, this is where it comes from. I loved it. Sometimes people play hard to get because they need to know the other person's feelings are real.
Yeah.
And I'm admitting to you that I know that's what Nathan's doing because it's what I'm doing.
That's what you're doing.
Oh,
I love it.
I loved it.
That was such a beautiful scene. I love Brooke's like mom energy around everybody right now. She's just stepping up and being like, all right, listen, everybody around here needs moms. I'm going to do it. and then I'm going to have my own fun on the side. But also she's taking care of herself. She's taking care of the little girl inside of herself, making sure that all the ducks are in a row before she launches herself into another, you know, open heart situation with a guy.
Mm.
But I also really loved Lucas decorating her locker.
Yeah.
No,
and doing
it was
the
cute.
Little romantic things that are like, I love you, I'm here, I'm going to do all the little things for you too. It's not just the grand sweeping gestures, you know. That was really sweet.
It was really sweet.
Guys, I have been at the butt end of all of the Brooke Lucas fan base like forever. Like, Peyton's the worst. Brooke and Lucas forever. And I guess I've always just had to like defend myself, so could never really just sit back and watch the Brooke and Lucas of it all. I totally get it. I can see why you're frustrated with Peyton, because there is a real magic to Brooke and Lucas, and this cleverness that the both of them exhibit, and they challenge each other, and they're flirty and they're cute with each other, and they're figuring out at the same time, you know? Brooke doesn't know how to say what she wants. Lucas doesn't really know how to say what she wants. And they're just kind of tiptoeing to that line. It's really fun to watch. And the scene in the apartment where he's trying to get you to be his, like, girlfriend.
Exclusive girlfriend.
So cute.
And you're trying to just, like, make out.
I know.
He's got something you want, and you've got something he wants.
It's a very cute version of a duel.
Yes, that's a perfect scene. It was perfect.
Yeah, perfect. I loved it. And I love that they wrote him leaving and me being so surprised.
Yeah.
The comedy was great. And it's funny that you say that, Hillary, because as you were saying that, I was like, oh my God, this is how I feel. Because guys, we've talked about this. And we'll talk about it forever. It doesn't make any sense to attack your two favorite girlfriends for being the same guy's girlfriend at some point. Like, I've been on the butt end of the Lucas and Peyton fans for so long.
Maybe I'm sorry.
That I've leaned so hard into being like, yeah, Lucas and Peyton are awesome. I don't have any complaints about Lucas and Peyton. I've so been like, I'm on the endgame team. Leave me out of this. And I'm like, oh no, this was a good... Like, this was a cute on-screen relationship. This was a really good teenage experience for two people to learn about hurt and honesty and trying again and integrity. And I get why people like it.
Yeah.
They're growing together. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah.
You know how sometimes when we enter into relationships, the one person is like, oh, I'm going to be the pillar and you can lean on me and I'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Brooke and Lucas are really figuring it out, like, together. Yeah. And they're dealing with, like, the stuff that's very teenage, you know?
That's what I was going to say.
Haley and
kid
Nathan
stuff.
Are doing, like, grown-up shit, which isn't necessarily relatable to everyone.
Yeah.
But the flirty thing of like, literally all I want you to do is kiss my neck right now. And you're making it weird.
Yeah.
You're making it weird.
Like- yeah. And I think what's interesting is because Peyton for so long was dealing with such adult things. Lucas could be his most mature sort of intellectual
Everyone's
self
being
with
40.
Her.
Why?
And, well, no, but so many people were like, that's real. Mm-hmm. But I think it's all real, but Lucas and Brooke are in a very teenage, innocent experience together. And Lucas and Peyton had these very like deep feeling grown-up experiences together.
It's all trauma and, bonding.
Well, but it's like, look, it's just experience.
I'm just looking to smash.
And so it's interesting to realize like, oh yeah, I would bet you that if, you know, the fans looked inward, they would say, oh, yeah, I relate to the teenage thing. Like, that's my ideal thing versus I wanted the ideal adult, you know.
Here's my thing,
People just respond to what they respond to.
Do you think that the younger fan base is, like, more attracted to that deep, grown-up, emotional, I'm going to hold your hand thing? And then
oh
we,
God,
as like, older people are looking at the teenage shit and
we're
like, that's so fun! Do that!
I wonder...
I'm so happy to not see Lucas being creepy anymore because he was so creepy with Peyton. Remember the first season how we were like, it's too much,
hey,
back off.
Speaking
like, you're
of
so
creepy,
creepy,
when you start dating, you are a creep. You just are. You mess up.
Yeah.
Hence mouth being a
oh
total
my
creep.
God.
Poor mouth.
He just can't.
My God.
Rein it in.
Mm-mm. I know we all become stalkers when we start dating. We're you know, in our phones, stalking people on their social media pages,
guys,
just checking up on everyone, calling friends. And mouth is totally heartbroken. What else is he going to do?
Well, yeah. By the way, can you imagine if we'd been in our 20s dating with Instagram.
No, goodbye. Can't imagine.
So it's cute to realize that Mouth having his little podcast, it's like kind of the first space where someone could vent inappropriately in public. Now you see people like posting stuff about their exes online and you're like, oh, just don't. Shh. It's a bad look.
You're going to delete this later.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah. I, as a fan of the show, am really feeling Brooke and Lucas this episode and the teenage stuff. I think it's the light part of the episode and we're dealing with so much heavy stuff. Like, Dan's out of his mind with the dastardly.
Oh my God. He's a full sociopath.
He shows up at the beach party. He like last episode, he was like on the beach when Lucas was on the beach, just having a run in the morning. Then he's at the beach party, breaking a glass in his hand, which, by the way, a huge whiskey tumbler, breaking it in your hand. I mean, what is he, a gorilla? Come on. And then he's like showing up at Whitey's office and he's showing up at the gym and he's just everywhere. Like, it must be
Karen's Cafe
to be
he went to just
Karen's
recently.
Cafe. He's just wandering around all day long looking for ways to go be an asshole. How exhausting is that?
We're back to the Dan Scott who like metaphorically has trackers on everybody's cars.
Right.
Like, how do you know where all these people are? You're a creep.
Yeah.
And he's just creeping around town being scary. And then he chokes his child. And by the way, I couldn't believe Hillary. He palmed your forehead and shoved you backwards by your face.
Yeah, that was shoved
a
little girl.
Oh my God.
You go, okay, so can we talk about that, you guys?
Talk about it. Talk about it.
I hated it.
Talk about it. We weren't there. Tell us everything.
I hated it so much.
The scene in the gym.
Because anytime a fight scene has to go on for so long that an actor in the scene can get all of their dastardly exposition out, it looks fake. Because that's not how fights work in real life. Not that I fight. Or maybe I have.
No, but Peyton is scrappy. She would have
Peyton
come back
has
real
already
quick
gotten,
with a kick in the groin.
Yeah.
Peyton and Nikki got into a fight in season one. Like, Peyton's already been in physical altercations on this show. So we know that she knows to, like, pull the hair, punch the neck, like, do the
Poke
things.
Poke the eyes out. Yeah.
And when a scene is designed for the camera and for the lines instead of for the intention of the scene, it doesn't work. And so they really wanted to get that 360 shot of a Steadicam going all the way around us while Dan was like, you know, spouting off whatever he's doing. But what that meant is that I was only allowed to hold on to Paul's arm and kind of like struggle and like, quit it, mister.
You would have been slapping him in the face. Like,
I would have had fingernails in his eyeballs and in his ears and like ripping chunks of hair out while he's choking a child. Yeah. You know, Chad's got his tongue hanging out of his mouth because he's supposed to be getting choked. And Paige's just like, quit it. Just stop it.
You make meanie.
You're right. The scene was so long for Dan's exposition that I literally had the thought, because the camera was on that side of his face. I go, why didn't the director let Hillary scratch his face, slap his face, like try to poke him in the eyes? Like, it was so strange. And I just looked on our breakdown, and I don't mean this critically. It just is interesting to your point. It's designed for camera. This episode is another episode directed by Billy Dixon, who we love, but he was our DP. And so he's thinking, I want to do this circular shot. Don't block the shot. But what it does is it suspends the belief in the fight because you're like, well, there's a third person there. Why can't I see her?
Yeah.
It's a tricky line to walk.
As actors, it's important that we, you know, when we show up, we have to consider all these things and we have to speak up and say, I know I say this a lot on sets, but I'll get to set and we'll start blocking something. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. And here's all the reasons why. And then the DP and the director and, you know, the AD, everybody's like, oh, God, now
you're the worst.
Block. We have to rehearse again. It's going to take longer. You're the worst. But I'm like, but it's not going to be believable. Do you want it to look like shit or do you want people to actually believe the story? What do you want?
Well, and for me, too, I am such a people pleaser that it is so much harder for me to say, I don't like your idea, to someone who I really love. You know, like I love Billy Dixon.
Of course.
And like, it's not like he was going to leave our show and go away. You know, like he was going to go back to being DP the next episode. And so I couldn't, I like him. I'm not going to tell him I think your shot's dumb.
Not everybody has great ideas all the time. It's okay. Like even the best people have dumb ideas sometimes. You know, you have to try them and see if it works.
This scene didn't do it for me. 20 years later, I'm still like, God, I should have done something.
But what's also tricky is sometimes you have a feeling. You're going, I should be hitting him. And they're going, no, it looks great on camera.
Yeah. And we didn't see it.
And you're like,
oh,
man. You know, people have different beliefs in what makes something great. And I think for us, we're obviously watching this show as actors going, yeah, but you would have slapped him.
But it's like you're going, but my face is going to be on the camera. Like nobody's going to be looking at anything except my face. And if you put me in a position where I look dumb because I can't sell the scene because the camera is doing something that's inhibiting my ability to do a good job, then I look dumb. At the end of the day, I'm the one that looks dumb. So,
yeah.
It's hard.
I just want to hear you say that to a director. I'm the one who looks dumb, mister.
I'm the one. I'm just so confused about some of the adulting in this episode because, when there is an arson and, you know, like Dan's flipping through this arson report, there would be an investigation and there would be people like constantly at the site and like digging into Dan's life, who would want to kill you. They would be the ones questioning Karen. Yeah. Like there's zero police presence around this major crime. That's a major crime. Okay.
Yeah.
The other thing is Peyton's dad is finally home. They have this like lovely little heart to heart, but then she doesn't tell him that her ex-boyfriend's dad just like face palmed her. That's something that you tell your mom and dad. Like, I was physically assaulted by an adult today.
The choking and, like, almost watching your ex-boyfriend slash really good friend, almost die in front of you and the adrenaline of trying to stop that from happening. You wouldn't just go home and be like, I'm going to go sit and watch traffic lights for a while, man. I just really need to.
What are we doing?
Take a load off.
I mean, it's an attempted murder. Yeah. Like, Dan's mad that someone tried to murder him, so then he tried to murder someone to make up for it?
It's very insane. This is our secret, kid.
You too,
secret
Ms.
Kids
Sawyer.
Having secrets with adults is creepy.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Same. Do better, grown-ups. Wow. Do better.
Do better. Guys, this was a chocked full episode. There was so really much was. Stuff here.
What have we missed?
Can we end on a high note? Because I know we have a lot to say about Dan that's negative because he's being a sociopath, so it's warranted. But guys, when Not a Surf kicked in at the end and Always Love started, oh my God, it made my heart explode. And over you guys putting your new predictions in that for the first time you did on the first day of school instead of before, and everyone just like really digging into their feelings and learning to express that song. It's like, I feel it in my bones. It makes me so happy.
Yes. We're growing.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I spent the first trimester of my pregnancy with Gus in Puerto Rico. And if you're going to be sick and grumpy and tired, it's such a beautiful place. Like, it really fixes a lot.
It really is. I shot a movie there, and I shot my first commercial there when I was 14 years old. It was so fun. And I've been back 3 times since then. My cousin used to live there, and it's just a fabulous place. I love it.
I learned this word from Gina Rodriguez, who is probably the biggest Puerto Rico fan of all of us. Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than just a name. It's a way of life. It's a representation of the spirit of the island, you know?
The unique Boricua spirit infuses the music and welcoming spirit of the island in Puerto Rico. If you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Mm. Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what the rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it's always time to dance.
All I want to do now is dance with y'all. Let's go.
Well, in Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music. Puerto Rico has renowned bars and nightlife and a welcoming spirit.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
From Brie, Brian Greenberg. If Brian Greenberg never left the show, do you think Jake and Peyton would have been endgame? I do.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, well, I do. Because the chemistry was so strong.
I mean, I don't know.
You think they were so committed to the Peyton and Lucas?
I think. Yeah, I just don't know. There's so much about Peyton that made sense to me as a kid. That was like, no, she wants to be with Luke. That's who, you know, was the first person that like called her bluff. You know, because before then she was just a cheerleader and dating the basketball player and everybody just went with it. And he was the first one that was like, you're miserable. And so I understand that. And then I also understand like Peyton wanting to have a family with Jake because it's what she always wanted. And she gets to kind of buy into this Insta thing. I don't know. There's a lone wolf quality to Peyton that I don't know will ever fully be endgame with anyone. Is that awful to say?
Wow. She's very Joe March. She's very Joe March.
There's a spinster quality, man.
That's what I mean. There's a thing about, you know, with Joe, from Little Women. Like if you, yeah. when you read Little Women and you get to know Jo and you want her so badly to be with Laurie because of the young romance and it's so exciting, but there is something that does make sense about her in the end, ending up with this professor who's older and she's known for a long time. And there's a piece there where he gives her the space to just completely be herself in her own world. They have a partnership. Mm. It's not a wild, passionate romp all the time, but there is a maturity and a camaraderie and companionship there that... That's something I could see for Peyton down the line that wasn't something where she gets to be fully herself, fully independent, fully that lone wolf, but also having a partner who appreciates that about
that her. That mirrors her dad relationship where she's got this person who loves her so much and is totally hands off, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much codependence on our show that I sometimes worry about romanticizing that.
Me too. You know what, though? I guess perhaps... As our characters got older and we did the time jump, that was the thing I leaned into as a viewer, like a reader, an observer, whatever, because we obviously didn't see all the episodes, but we read them. I think the thing that I really connected with Peyton and Lucas was that kind of energy. Writers are often solitary people. Mm-hmm. They have to go away. They have to write. They have to be isolated. Yeah. And Lucas was... a quieter character. And so I think just emotionally, as we got older, so many of our scenes did get very codependent. Everything was about the romance and the feelings for all of us, by the way, not just you guys. But I think like in my imagination of the ways our characters lived their lives, like Brooke Davis did work in groups very often. She might sketch up late at night alone, but like, she worked with teams and did things. And I always envisioned like Peyton working in the studio and Lucas working in his little office or in the window with the computer. Like I saw these two solitary creatives coexisting. And maybe that's why it felt honest to me.
Just give each other like a high
five in the kitchen, man. Move on. Yeah. Are we spinning a wheel?
Yeah, let's spin a wheel. Let's do it.
Most
guys, I get nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Sometimes when we start telling stories and then I start to be like, I can't really just openly talk. I have to couch this in some mystery. And then I'm like, oh man, what am I even saying? I should just stop talking.
Yeah. You know what? Life is short. And also there's a part of me that really believes that quote that's like, I have to find it, but it's basically like, if people didn't want you, you own your own shit. You own your shit. If somebody did something horrible to you, that's an experience that you had and you
have
a right
to
talk about
it. Speak well of them. They should have treated you better.
They should have treated you better. That's a much better. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
That's the one. I like that. Guys, we have a winner of the wheel. And this week's, oh my God, this is actually insane. This week's wheel says who's most likely to be a drama queen.
Ooh.
Oh,
I mean, us. you got him.
Okay, on the show, most likely. I mean, Mouth is probably being a very big drama queen. I think the biggest drama queen of all, though, is Dan Scott. I mean, I just cannot even with...
Addicted to drama.
It is. He can't walk into a room without saying something absurd. It's he should be on Real Housewives of who cares, like Real Housewives of whatever. But he's got
Tree Hill.
Yeah, he's got strong Real Housewife energy.
The new iteration of Tree Hill. There's got to be like it's all Housewives and like Dan Scott.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
If he hadn't died.
In real life,
I'm here for it.
If we had to pick an actress from any other teen drama that we would want to be like an honorary drama queen in real life,
ooh. Carrie Russell.
You love Carrie
Russell.
Oh my
God.
I do. I'm in. Such a girl crush on her.
Yeah.
Love her.
I'm going Kelly Kapowski, Tiffany Amber Thiessen. She is forever drama queen.
You loved her.
She's so wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. She was a good one.
Yeah, both of them need to come on the show. I'd also, man, I'd love for Michelle Williams to come.
Oh my God, she's so good.
I just love her. I love her in her little pixie cut. And I want to talk to her about making movies and also about Wilmington.
But the be all end all, queen drama queen, Sally Field.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
The best crier on television.
100%. Yes.
The OG.
An icon.
Sally Field, the original teen queen. She was Gidget.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Guys.
She's had the longest career of like anybody on the planet, I think.
Let's get Sally Field on the podcast.
Oh, my God. I would.
Please.
Guys, I would die.
I would die.
Okay.
Are we ready for that? Okay.
Yeah.
We love you guys. Thank you. Come back next week. The next episode is season 3, episode 4, An Attempt to Tip the Scales.
Oh,
can't wait to see you soon.
Bye.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift
for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.